Hi there. The word for you today is legalism or grace. In Galatians 2:21, Paul writes, "Do not set aside grace." Imagine going to the emergency room in the hospital and being asked to leave because you're bleeding all over the floor. Jesus encountered that legalistic mindset when he healed a crippled woman on the Sabbath. Indignant, the synagogue ruler said, "There are 6 days for work. Come and be healed on those days." Amazing, isn't it? Observing the law was more important to this man than the people he was supposed to care for. Max Lucado, one of my favorite authors, says, and I quote, "All religion falls into two camps, legalism or grace. A legalist believes if you look right, speak right, and belong to the right group, you'll be saved. The outside sparkles, but something's missing. Joy. What's there instead? Fear. That you won't do enough. Arrogance. That you've done enough. Failure. That you've made a mistake." Legalism is slow suffocation of the spirit. Amputation of one's dreams. Enough religion to keep, but not nourish you. Your diet is rules and standards. Legalism doesn't need God. It's the search for innocence, not forgiveness. A systematic process of defending, explaining, exalting, justifying. It turns my opinion into your burden. There's only room for one opinion, and guess who's wrong? It turns my opinion into your boundary. Your opposing opinion makes me question not only your right to fellowship with me, but your very salvation. It turns my opinion into your obligation. Christians must toe the company line. Your job isn't to think, it's to march. Salvation is God's business. Grace is his idea, his work, and his expense. And he offers it to whomsoever he desires, when he desires. Our job is to inform people, not screen them. So Paul writes, listen to this, "Do not set aside grace, for if righteousness comes through the law or good works, Christ died in vain." And then he writes to Titus 3 verse 5, "Thank God he saved us because of his mercy and not the good deeds we did."